On the line with us now is our good friend, Darren Monroe. He is the head, well, the athletic director and head softball coach for Rock Valley College. And it's it's May, which means it's another trip to the Nationals for the RBC Golden Eagles. Darren actually getting ready to head out to Minnesota a little bit later on today. So how are you doing this morning, Darren?
I'm great. Hey, thanks for having me again, guys.
Sure, no problem. What time are you guys leaving?
We leave this morning at 9:30 a.m., so we got practice for about an hour and a half, and then we're hitting the road.
Give me a little bit of a rundown on the season now. I mean, you guys, this is going to be, you might not like to say it here, but it's old hat for you guys going to the Nationals now. Is it your sixth straight trip? Am I correct on that?
This is seventh.
Seventh straight trip,
yep.
Okay.
Seventh straight trip.
And going for your sixth title then. Is that how, if I get my numbers mixed up?
Yep, okay. That's right.
So
that's right.
This is getting to be kind of old hat for you guys. How is it different? How has it changed? Or do you have a routine now because of this?
You know, I think each year it's a little bit different in itself. You know, obviously when we get to this point in the season, we've got a routine in terms of, you know, some of the practice plans and preparation and stuff that have worked for us. You know, this last weekend we played in the district game, which is only the second time in my career that I've had to play in that game. We played Schoolcraft College out of Michigan, and you know, this year's schedule was as hard as it's ever been. You know, you look at our 12 losses, and all 12 of them are to either teams that qualify for the NJCAA Division II national tournament, or spent some time this season in the national rankings. So. Our team was tested, you know, and ultimately that's what we wanted to do so that we could play our best softball at the end of the year, is to have those tests throughout our regular season so that we had an opportunity to understand kind of what we were good at, what we weren't very good at, so we had the opportunity to be in this position this week.
Well, and as you mentioned, 12 losses, that goes with 52 wins, and in the N4C conference, a perfect 13-0 mark. What are the things you learned about this team, though, then, that the strengths and weaknesses that you've hopefully improved on that would get you another national championship?
You know, the biggest strengths of this year's team is, number one, it starts inside the circle. We've got three really quality pitchers that we've used basically every single doubleheader in some facet. They're all three different than one another. And, you know, it all starts inside there. And then, you know, I think another big strength is the depth of our lineup. You know, from one through nine hitters, and we've got we played rotations in a lot of different positions there as well. So the same kid wasn't starting both games of every doubleheader. And you know, this you know, we were just as strong with our seven through nine this year as really what we probably were with our one through three. And when you have that type of depth, it creates some issues for teams that are trying to get you out. You know, there's really no let up. You know, the biggest area that we've focused on this year in terms of trying to continue to improve is on the defensive side. You know, that's why we played the quality of competition that we played, so that we could get tested on the defensive side and really know who we are and what we got to get better at. And, you know, I think that's an area that we've improved immensely from the beginning of the year till now. You know, there's still some hiccups here or there, but overall, we played in that district game. And we played pretty solid on the defensive side, and even in the region tournament, we played fairly solid on the defensive side. So when you get down to this point in the season, you know, mistakes could cost you championships, and we want to make sure that we're as strong defensively as we possibly can.
So one of the things I always kind of notice is you start the year out playing as hard a competition as possible, but then when you get into the conference, there's a wide variety, there's a wide disparity, I guess, in terms of competitiveness in the conference. So you know, I didn't see any 33-0 games this year, but I did see a couple 23-0 and 22-1 and things like that. How do you continue to get your players to improve when you hit that stretch where every game's a laugher?
You know, this year actually the conference was probably as good as it's been. You know, Madison College we played them three times this year, and they're at the Division II national tournament. We played Triton, who played for a region championship there, and they were ranked nationally at one point in the season. And obviously Joliet, that's a team that beat us in the region championship and forced the NIF game. So they were pretty solid again this year. So that, fortunately, we had nine of our 13 games right there against teams that really could push us. So that, I think that was a benefit this year, where sometimes it hasn't been that way in the past. You know, for me with my schedule, when we schedule non-conference games, the fortunate thing with us is we only had 13 conference games, and the rest of our schedule was non-conference, which means I get to decide who we play and when and how. And we really focus on our non-conference games of playing pretty much any type of team that has a number in front of their name. That's what we want to do. You know, we played a Heartland team. I mean, we played them five times. They were nationally ranked all year. We played Illinois Central out of Region 24. We played Parkland out of Region 24. You know, the fortunate thing is our location. We can travel into Iowa. We can travel into Southern Illinois. We can go into Chicago. We had a team from Ohio, Cuyahoga, that came up here. And they qualified for the Division II National Tournament. We were able to play them in a weekend series of four games. So, you know, in some of those blowout games, obviously it's a little bit frustrating for your team, but you just got to play a game within the game. You know, we're focusing on base running and being aggressive. We're focused still on really pitching to contact at that point so we can improve on the defensive side. And, you know, you're still getting your live at-bats against live pitching, and it's just making the most out of that game that you possibly can.
Kind of rattle off a couple. You mentioned the positions, but rattle some of the top girls this year that have been the ones that have carried you most of the way. So get a couple names out there.
Yeah, you know, it all started in the circle with our returning national pitcher of the year, Brianna Crown. Had another great year this year as well. You know, right now she's below a 2 ERA. I think she's got 22 or 23 wins on the year. We've been led offensively by a couple of other local kids, one being Megan Johnson, who's a freshman utility player from Harlem. Another one is our third baseman, Paige Webster from Boylan, and obviously Courtney Furnett there as well, who's spent some time catching and playing the outfield there. So we've got a lot, real strong nucleus of local players up and down our lineup, from Mackenzie Lawrence in center field, Kirsten Fudge at first base, and she's spent some time catching there as well, and others.
Now, this is your first year as the athletic director, correct? First full season?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much of an, I don't want to say interference, what the word is, but I mean, you have to juggle that job now along with just being the softball coach. So how did you handle that and maintain the consistency of the softball program?
You know, it was tough. It's about balancing, and it's about managing your time. And, you know, the fortunate thing that came with the athletic director is it also came a full-time assistant and a secretarial spot in which we hired Vivi Marquez, which was a former RVC All-American, played mm-hmm. Division I at Wright State. And I also had DJ Johnson back from last year, who was a two-time assistant coach of the year for us. Those two picked up a lot of my slack on the softball day-to-day operation things, so that I could spend more time on the day-to-day operations within the athletic department. Obviously, practices and planning practices and doing all those things, it didn't have any effect on my ability to do that. But the fortunate thing is they did. They conducted study halls. They monitored grades. They did all those things that we're a team. You know, I just happen to be the leader of the ship, but the three of us really, really work well together, and I think it made that transition for me personally a lot easier.
I think it's always amazing that the consistency you have. Again, it's a seventh trip, you're going for your sixth national title, and you've been at the program for 8 years. That it's one thing that you bring in kids in a normal college situation, you bring in, you got 3-4 years of, but junior college, not the same way. It's a 2-year commitment. So there's constant churn, constant change, and to have that consistency of success with the constant changing. I mean, every 2 years, a whole new team. How do you manage that?
It all starts in recruitment. You know, when I first got here, you know, my goal was that the top local area kids were going to say yes to Rock Valley. It hasn't always been this way. You know, we struggled at the beginning to get some kids to say yes to stay home to go to Rock Valley because they wanted to go to other places. And, you know, the recruitment's gotten easier because I think people in the area are realizing that, number one, they can come into Rock Valley. It's an affordable education. They can get general education requirements taken care of, and they get an opportunity to play for a program that's nationally recognized. And then, you know, the opportunity to move on and advance their career when they get done. You know, our goal is that this is not a dead-end road for any of our players. We want to move kids down to the four-year level. And I think that's all helped, but it all starts in recruitment. That's what junior college is. You know, you got to be able to replace players. You got to be able to replace talent. And you've also got to be able to sell your kids to the next level because that helps your recruitment there too.
So which of your kids already has, you know, picked their schools for next year?
We got a handful. You know, our sophomore, Delaney DeVore, is going to a Division II school in North Carolina. Courtney Fournette's got a couple of Division One offers, and she's real close to committing. I'm not going to ruin that for her and tell you where.
Okay.
We've got Michaela Ninas that is the deciding. She's a sophomore pitcher that is deciding between two schools right now as well. Our sophomore Candace Kipp is going to Dominican University to both bowl and play softball. And obviously Maddie Hecox is going to a school in Florida to play basketball. And we've got a couple of other kids that have just decided to pursue their degrees, which is nothing wrong with that either.
Now, the tournament starts Friday, correct? Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It is in Rochester, yep. Minnesota. What seed did you guys get?
We got the number one.
You got the number one. Okay. So talk about the competition here and who are the top competitors, the top teams, and have you faced any or all of these teams at all? Do you have any sense of knowing anything about them?
Yeah, our first round matchup is against Suffolk Community College. That's a team that we've played the last 3 years in the first round. They're out of New York. 2 years ago, they were the eighth seed and we played them in the national championship game. That would have been the year that we had Kelsey Packard and Olivia Fleur both as their sophomores. You know, if we were to win that game, we've got two quality opponents. In the second round, one of them we have seen, which was Onondaga. We see them in Florida, so we've got some notes and stuff on them. But obviously, we can't look past game number one. That's our number one focus right now. You know, if I was to tell you the leading competition right now, it's anytime you go to a national tournament, there's a team from New York named Herkimer in the tournament. You're probably going to end up facing them some point if you're going to try to win the national championship. And there's a really good Brookdale team out there that's from New Jersey that actually beat Herkimer earlier this season. So it's the quality of competition this year, I think, is as good as it's ever been. So, you know, we've got to show up each and every round and play softball to give ourselves an opportunity. Hopefully we take care of business on Thursday and have an opportunity on Thursday night or Friday night to punch a ticket through the national championship game.
All right. It's Darren Monroe, the head softball coach for Rock Valley College. Going for their seventh national title, they head off to Rochester a little bit later on today, Rochester, Minnesota, later on today, games on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Darren, thank you so much for taking time. I realize it's a really busy day right now for you. Appreciate it, and best of luck, and bring back another championship for us.
Hey, thanks, guys, and thanks for all you do for our department and our program.